right, good. You want to ask a few questions here about anything in particular for you? How loud can I play? How well can you listen?
It's about as loud as I can do.
Yes. Hank can hear you. Yeah. How many songs did I'm still working on that. I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know.
That's a hard one. I don't know.
I mean, some of them, I really think the best writers are the ones that probably, I mean, John Prine, good example. I don't think he ever thinks he's really written a, what you call great songs. He's never had a hit, a real hit, I don't think. I don't think he's ever had a number one song.
Well, he's had some big songs, though. I mean, yeah. Like that Don Williams thing, you know, yeah. That.
But I don't think he feels like he's.
Yeah, Muhlenberg County or whatever the name.
What was it?
Big song.
I guess the answer
is. It was
a
bigger tune than the Don Williams tune was?
What was the
Don Williams? Let's see. It's the same time Highway 40 Blues was a hit.
Yeah. Well, that's your question.
We have a low end hum here.
There's no point, I don't think, where you feel that. I mean, it's just that. I think you feel pretty good when somebody starts recording your stuff.
No.
Well, you know, the thing is, they get old. You think that you go back and rewrite them or work on them, but they just sort of lay there. I almost have about 200 or maybe 20, only 25. I don't know, the songs that just I always meant to finish and laid back early on. Stuff.
Do y'all have hard times rewriting things that you've already established a melody and a lyric for? You thought it was a good idea, but that you tried to go, because I have my own self had problems.
Oh, I rewrite all the time. Yeah.
So you don't have a problem with that?
No.
I mean, like, say you've got a thing to a point that you think it's finished.
Yeah.
And you, like, put down a scratch tape on it.
Yeah, and then somebody
and you
says
got the melody and the lyric established at that point, and then to come back a month later and say, well, that wasn't any good, so I'm going to change this.
Sometimes, I don't know, like, guys in my band are always giving me trouble. They're always really happy once we record something because then I can't mess with it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I tend to fiddle around with it a lot. Like you said, I'll write it and then I'll leave it for a while and then I'll come back to it. Maybe play it for some friends or my wife or somebody and they'll say it's pretty good, but this one part in the middle,
yeah,
you know, something's funny in there.
I have a hard time once I think it's done.
You don't like to mess with
of going back and doing it. Now, I mean, I may tinker with it for 6 months before I think it's done and it's a piece of tape.
Yeah.
But if it's on a piece of tape, I have a hard time dealing with it, you know.
I guess, yeah, once I think it's done, I pretty much leave it too, once I think it's as good as I can. Yeah.
But it might not be done. That's the only, I guess that's what I was getting at. It might not be, but I have a hard time. I don't know. I've talked to other writers that say they do that.
Yeah.
You know, they go back maybe a year or two later, and it's done.
I've
it's
done
in a
that.
Box. It's demoed or whatever, and then they fix it because they thought it was a good idea. But I don't know how to fix it sometimes. I mean, because I'm so locked into.
For me, what happens with me a lot, I guess, is that a lot of times, but for me, it's lyrics only. I mean, usually when it's I can tell when it's done musically, and then it's just getting the right lyrics and getting it the fewest thing, the most, and the fewest amount of words, and sometimes I'll. Little bit better phrase will hit me later.
It's a great idea, though. I mean, it's getting the turn on the darn thing that's always the problem to make that.
Yeah.
Till everybody says, oh, isn't that wonderful? I could have done that. You know what I mean?
I think it's guesswork, but I believe the guys
like. Well, it is guesswork.
I believe guys like Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs weren't worried about anybody stealing their stuff or anything like that. I think they worked out a lot of their stuff on stage. In other words, they'd get their song started, and he'd start rewriting those lyrics every chance that something would come to him. He'd try to run it through. And
I don't know if they did or not. Lance
know.
Would know about that. I mean, I don't really know. But
I'm guessing, but I've got
they. I well, most of those, a lot of those songs were one inkling away from being brilliant to me.
Lester,
I
thought Lester Flatt wrote some great lyrics.
I'd rather be alone. I did
and,
too.
Oh man, some great songs.
And he probably didn't worry about that much, did he? But see, there you go.
You can answer a question for me then. Whenever I've always had an opinion that what they
Lance
should do.
Lance LaRoy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Yeah. That's all right. Well, I'm going to ask you a question I've always wondered. I've always thought that if a bluegrass band needed a songwriter to do their work, you ought to jam them in those old cars and send them across the mountains for these ungodly trips like that, and maybe, you know, there was nothing else to do in a radio. Did they write a lot during that time, you think?
There you go, folks, a legend.
Yeah.
In 3 minutes.
Lester Flatt.
Well, you know, I don't know about these guys, but I'll tell you about me. I mean, the first songs I ever wrote were all done by me. And basically, most of those things came... If I really thought about it, I suppose that was all considered work, because I was always thinking about that stuff, you know, and then one day it would all fit in place and I would write it down. And after I started co-writing with people, which is sort of like the thing to do in Nashville, and I mean, I sort of like it because you got another guy that's a professional guy that's has an opinion. You will sit around and tinker a lot with just sitting around or just talking or just whatever you just say, hey, look, let's get together at 10 o'clock in the morning. Y'all come in there and you sit down and you start. If somebody's got a great idea, most professional songwriters can write it. Now, they may not get it the best it could be done, but they'll probably get it right. But we'll sit around and tinker around a lot with melodies and stuff and fool around. And then when you get on that right thing, somebody will say something, and the darn thing will be done in an hour or two. I mean, that's basically my experience of that. I've had things now that have went longer, so there's not really a norm to judge that by. But, you know, I mean, every day when you sit down to write with somebody, when you're writing songs for a living, I mean, you're not going to be at your brilliant best. I'm sorry, you're just not going to, or I'm not, and maybe you all will, and I hope you do, but I'm not. I mean, it takes me, so that's sort of a real weird question, because it depends on what you call work.
I mean,
to me, I'm working on it every minute of the day, every day. I'm always thinking about it, and if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. It's like a great performance, you know. You can rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. And sometimes you just get on stage and you have a great performance, and it feels great, you know. And
aren't there? I live in Nashville. There's a lot of, I call them song fixers. I mean, there
are
people.
There
like,
are great song fixers.
There's Pat Alger. There's Don Schlitz. Paul Overstreet.
Well, they can see right through the bullshit, excuse me, but they can. They can see right through it to write what the end is, what he means, but I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
They can see, if you have an idea, they can see right through to the end of it. And I don't, you know, I really wish I had that. I don't think I have that. I think I have that ability sometimes, but I don't always have it.
But they're short on ideas as a rule. So we're,
what now?
We're running over anyway, so who's got a quick one to do? Bobby got one, or Larry, either one of you?
I don't care. What do y'all want to hear?
So fast we get out of here. We don't have a band, so we don't have any big closers. We can't close with the big hot numbers.
All right, I'll play you one of my favorite songs.